The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. In our final segment here, we're going to jet down to Texas. And we're going to talk to a fella who's, I think he's on hold. Do we have him on hold there, Emily? We're being produced today by the lovely Emily Westfall, and she does an awesome job for us. We missed her a couple weeks ago. She was gone for Christmas.
I guess everybody gets to go on vacation once in a while, don't they?
Yeah, we were kind of lost here, but we figured out the right buttons without you. Anyway, we're going to shoot down to Euless, Texas.
Mr. Ray Green?
Yeah, and we're going to talk to North Main Barbecue there. And Ray, do we have you on the line?
Yes, I'm online.
Good morning, sir. How's Texas this morning?
Oh, it's a little overcast and drizzly, but not too bad, actually.
Well, we're awful happy that you'd talk to us this morning. I know you've got a big day ahead of you. I've talked to your brother quite a bit, and I know your Saturday's just cranking. I think you have a big event going on today. So I really get a kick out of your website, and that is what is it, Euless? It's northmainbbq.com.
Right.
And tell me about that armadillo. Does that thing really work?
Yeah, it's a 2,200-pound armadillo that we made for the Texas Sesquicentennial in 86. So it's 24 years old. You put the logs in his mouth, and he smokes out his tail.
Mm. Yeah, I think
what happens between
Joppy does that.
Barbecue happens in between.
So it's actually a grill. I got your website up here. This thing's on a tandem trailer, and it's taking all of it, man. Mm. And so you feed it in the mouth, and it smokes out the tail, and the good stuff's between. I get it. That's cool.
Well, not only that, but guess what the grease spit is?
Oh, you're kidding me?
No,
you guys thought of it all, huh?
Yeah, he's anatomically correct.
That's great.
You got to go to northmainbbq.com.
Yeah, www.northmainbbq.com. Check out a picture of this. This thing's hilarious.
So, Ray, you've got a cool story. We're sitting in here with the Sandman from Sandman Barbecue. So, Randall, you can say hi to Ray also.
Hey, how you doing there, sir?
How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good.
You guys have similar barbecue stories. You both started kind of part-time and just kind of, you know, your friends begging you and pleading with you to make more barbecue. How's that working for you, Ray? You going to make it?
I think we're going to make it. We're in our 26th year now, and we're up to 3 days a week. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're located right in the middle of the DFW Metroplex here. Everybody here is getting ready for Super Bowl 45.
Now, I talked to Danny Skiff, who's my buddy down there from Texas, and he's a big Good One smoker. And he said if you're going into Texas and you want to know anything about brisket or Texas barbecue, you got to go to Euless.
Well, I'm glad he feels that way. We have a lot of loyal customer base here.
He said they're lined up there. You're only open 3 days a week, and it's almost a lottery to get into the place.
So tell me about this brisket.
We have a big customer base.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell me about this brisket. You guys down in Texas are famous for this stuff. We're up here in the north. We got a foot of snow on the ground, and brisket is not our specialty. So what do you do with one of those briskets to make it as awesome as we hear they are?
Well, the main thing is just be patient. We put a dry rub on them and put them in the smoker at about between 225 and 250 for 14, 16 hours.
Mm-hmm. What kind of smoke you using on that?
We're putting hickory smoke on that.
Is that pretty much everything that you do with hickory?
Yeah. We use hickory on everything we smoke.
Is that a heavy smoke? I mean, are you smoking it during the whole thing, or is it just the beginning, or how does that work?
We smoke during the whole process. We use Southern Pride smokers. So it's a gas-assisted wood-fired oven.
Yeah, that's a pretty big towable unit, isn't it?
Yes. We've got a couple of portable ones and then some in-situ, and we can cook 8,000 pounds of brisket at one time if we need to.
Ouch.
That's one big armadillo.
Well, he doesn't hold a lot. We have some others that hold a lot more than him.
Yeah, well, I guess we can't make any smoked sausage jokes or anything after talking about your armadillo.
Hey, Ray, I see you got a butcher shop here. What's that all about? Will you ship this stuff around the country?
Yeah, the spices and stuff ship pretty good. the meat just gets real pricey once you start shipping it, but we can ship it anywhere. I mean, we've shipped to Europe and all over the U.S.
That's North Main Barbecue. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 every Saturday morning. We're talking with Ray Green this morning from Euless, Texas, and your store is called North Main Barbecue, and you're open 3 days a week. That blows my mind.
Well, we cater the other seven if you have a big enough party. So if you have a big car and you drive down here, we can take care of you.
Well, I have a Suburban that's about as big as I can get. I think it was made in Texas, actually.
Probably so. Not far from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Grilling Guys land yacht, the excursion out there, too.
We do.
Pack some guys in that.
We do.
Well, come on down, fellas. It's not quite as cold down here.
Yeah, you're one of the 49 states that has snow, though, so we're liking that. I saw that on the news the other day. There's only one that didn't, and it was Florida. So welcome to our winter wonderland, right?
Yeah, it's almost like they didn't care about Florida. They didn't get any.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too sure about that. I think you're just getting punished for bragging so much.
Yeah.
Well, so the spice blends in Texas. There's a flavor to Texas barbecue. I can't put my finger on it, but I'm pretty sure y'all use some cumin down there.
We do cumin and a lot more chili powder,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to paprika.
Yep.
We go more chili powder and cumin and less paprika down here.
Which is a nice blend. It takes you in a different direction.
Now, we were talking with Randall earlier before you hooked up, and he's got a real successful barbecue business up here, and he was talking about seasoning his meat up to 24 hours ahead of time before he puts it on the smoker. Is that similar down in Texas, or are you seasoning it with more time or less? How's that work?
Generally less time.
Okay.
The flavors will go into it as the fat, as you cook it and the fat starts to break down, it will pull the seasonings into the meat.
So you're actually selling more ribs than brisket then, by the sounds of it.
Oh, we sell a lot of ribs, too. We'll sell, 1,000, 1,500 pounds of ribs in a weekend and about 2,000 pounds of brisket.
Wow. In Texas, is pulled pork a big deal?
It's coming around. I prefer the pig myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more forgiving with barbecue cooks. It's not going to dry out on you like a brisket might if you mess up.
And do you do any grilling at all? Do you do any steaks or do you anything on charcoal on a grill?
Every Friday at lunch, we have a redneck chef table out back.
Nice.
And I stand back there and grill for about 3 or 4 hours.
Boy, that's right where I'd be.
Well, he'd fit in. You'd know that, the redneck grill table.
I'm proud of that.
Are you?
I just learned what that really meant.
Did you?
Yeah, I never knew. I just thought it was, my hickness. But, yeah, it's from being a farmer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you
good.
Get the sunburn up,
Yep.
That's how I grew up. Partially.
Yeah. The grill, we use lump charcoal or actually shovel coals out of the fireboxes.
Cool.
Well, listen, we sure appreciate your time. You got a big gig this afternoon. How many people are you going to feed?
We'll find a couple hundred.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Yeah, it's a light one. We've got some stuff going on with the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. Should be a little bigger.
All right. Well, listen.
I would like to invite everybody to come on down to Euless, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Stop in and say hi to the gang here at North Main Barbecue.
I can honestly tell you that you're on my map now, and I'm going to go down there and see Danny in a few months, and I'm going to talk him into finding Euless. You shouldn't be too difficult.
Oh, no. We're right. Literally, we're the bullseye in the big DFW Metroplex. We're right at DFW Airport.
Hey, Ray, I got a question for you. Randall here has a baked beans that he's famous for in his shop, and I noticed on your menu that you've got an item called ranch beans. Tell me what those are. How are those made?
We just take pinto beans, once again, the chili powder and all that stuff, and then start adding tomatoes and peppers and onions and...
Are they baked, or is it an open fire thing, or are they baked? How are they prepared?
No, they're just in a pot.
Okay. All right, yeah. So it's a little different than the ones you were doing, Randall.
Right,
but
right.
Randall's were baked.
It sounds good, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys need to swap some notes, and you could do a little soul food down there, Ray, and he could do a little Texas up here in Sandman. Listen, Ray, thanks so much for joining us on the Grilling Guys. Adios, amigo. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and happy barbecue.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, that's Ray from Euless North Main Barbecue, and you can go to northmainbarbecue.com and get that sauce and rub if you want. We've also been talking here with Randall from the Sandman. He's got a scoot. He's got a big event, too. And you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're here every Saturday from 9 to 11, and we're going to rebuild Michigan, starting in your backyard. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.